You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness and health entrepreneurs come to learn how to make more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. If you'd like to build your ideal business, listen in to this episode. And if you'd like to work with me to do it faster, you can email me at pat@patrigsby.com. I wanted to talk to you about three really common mistakes that I see fitness business owners make when it comes to marketing. See, marketing is something that I think that most owners in the fitness industry kind of come to begrudgingly, if you will. They get into this industry because they're passionate about service. They love their craft. They love helping people in what they do. They love being in the gym. But the business side of things, it's not something that they've kind of come naturally to. It's not the reason they got into the industry to begin with. So marketing is something they've had to learn to adapt to. And it's not always something that's come easily. So a lot of people avoid it or they don't focus on it and do it at a high level. And really that creates so many problems for them. In fact, it's the demise of so many businesses in our industry. The fact that they're not good at marketing, the fact that they can't consistently generate leads, grow the business, pay themselves well, it leads to stress, it leads to burnout, and even bankruptcy. So what are those three most common mistakes that we see people make, and a couple ideas on maybe how to avoid them? Well, the first mistake is just not marketing consistently. Either only marketing in times of desperation, once you've lost some clients and you see the bank account kind of creeping down towards zero and you're not bringing in enough business to pay the bills and pay yourself, well, yeah, now there's a bit of desperation and urgency, and so you reach out and you start marketing and drive business. But let's face it, desperation isn't much of a strategy. And then the other side of not marketing consistently is only marketing to events, either marketing to, you know, what's become very common now, transformation challenges, or marketing, you know, during seasons, during January, during September with back to school, and not marketing the rest of the time and only kind of relying on those couple big hits. And if they don't come through, the business struggles. Now, the better approach, the stuff that most successful business owners do, is market 52 weeks a year, 365 days, if you will. They're out there staying in front of their prospects. They're getting those prospects to raise their hand and say, I'm interested in what you have to offer, so they can follow up, which is something we'll talk about a little bit later. And, you know, they may be giving away high value content. They may be giving away lead magnets, books, video series, special reports, something that really just starts a conversation with a prospect and allows them to move that relationship forward till that prospect's ready to join, ready to become a client. Now, if you're not marketing on a consistent basis, with all the competition that's out there, it's so easy to get drowned out, to get ignored. And let's face it, nobody wants to be the best kept secret in their community. So if you feel like you're anonymous, it probably means that you're not marketing consistently enough. Now, the second common mistake that I see is defaulting to only marketing online. Now, let's face it, we're in a time where marketing online is a must. It has to be part of your marketing strategy, but it should never be all of your marketing strategy. In fact, when I get inquiries from trainers who say, yeah, I'm not growing my business very well, I'm not seeing enough new client growth, I'm not really thriving as a business, when I ask them what they're doing to market, invariably, they're only marketing online. In fact, in many cases, they're only marketing online at a really kind of scaled back level. They're saying, yeah, you know what, I make a couple posts each day and that's about it, thinking that's enough. But you're on the other side of things. You're on social media and you see how easily posts get ignored, overlooked, scrolled by, or maybe even not shown to everybody in a particular audience. So that's just not going to be enough. Now, if we're going to be effective, really, we need to have three different lines of marketing or three different channels in place if we want to be successful. We need to have that online channel, whether that's organic or paid traffic, whether it's stuff like YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. We need to do something well, something at a high level there, but we also have to have referral systems in place where we're leveraging the people who already know, like, and trust us, where they're introducing us to the other people in their lives that we can potentially help. And we need to have something offline in place. I don't care if it's networking, public speaking, I don't care if it's direct mail or strategic alliances with other businesses that might potentially serve the same clientele you do. If you don't have something offline, you're missing the boat. I mean, let's face it, for most of us, we're running offline businesses. So it doesn't make any sense to think that the only way that we can connect with somebody is through the internet. So be sure to integrate all three of these channels into what you're doing if you want to avoid this critical mistake. And then the third most common mistake that I see, the one that I think is the golden opportunity for most small business owners, both in the fitness industry and out, is better follow-up. See, most fitness business owners just don't follow up to speak of at all. They basically rely on just reaching out to somebody once they've maybe opted in, shown an interest in an ad or a promotion. They follow up with them for 24, 48, no more than 72 hours. And if they don't buy, they're written off. They're written off as a tire kicker or somebody who's not serious or committed. When in reality, that's just not the way that people buy on average. Most people go through this buying cycle where they look at something, they say, you know, that's interesting to me. I might be interested in joining that program or starting a fitness program or dieting or losing weight. Whatever the benefit is that you have to offer, they may be interested in attaining that benefit, but they're not ready yet, right? They've not thought about, hey, how does this fit into my budget? How does this fit into my schedule? How does this work with all the other variables going on in my life, my kids, my job, my responsibilities? How do I make this work for me? And those are things that they have to kind of work through. And then at that point, they want to do a little bit of research too. They want to look at the other options available. They want to ask their friends what they do. They want to look at reviews to make sure that they're not just falling for marketing hype and they're actually getting somebody who's delivering a good service and can help them reach their goals. So if you're not following up, you're missing out on all these people who are interested, but they're not yet ready. And there's plenty of research to show that we're talking about 80% of the people who will eventually buy, who will buy in the next 90 days, 6 months, even the next year, 80% of them, they're not going to buy during that first window, that 72-hour window. And so we're leaving really, you know, the bulk of our opportunity on the table if we're not following up. So you need to be following up both immediately with things like text messages and phone calls, but even at least have an email follow-up system where you're following up with somebody 3 days a week with a simple email, educating them and motivating them. And if you're doing that, you're going to see your business skyrocket. So there are three mistakes that if you avoid, you're going to climb to the top of the heap in the fitness industry. Thanks for listening. And I've got a special gift for you. I'm giving away copies of my two best-selling books, The Fitness Entrepreneur's Handbook and The Ideal Business Formula. To get your copies, head over to patrigsby.com/gift.